There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only.
Now the thatch is weakened. Team Rocket Rainbow Strawn has taken over the podcast. A new age has begun, where fur alligators and flying whimsicles are no longer the norm. Behold, an age where...
Hey,
what?
What
was that? That is just sick, and we'll be back next week? Thought of it. Fine. Coming to you live out of the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only... Well, you know.
It's Paco!
Paco!
It's Paco!
Paco!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Paco!
Grab your friends, it's that time again! Listen to the show with the phone
never ends!
It's Paco!
Paco!
Oh yeah!
Paco!
And welcome to the 321st episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host for today, Zakron. Not Thatch. Thatch is taking a little mini vacation because he is being worked to death. But I'm here today with my good friends,
Lord Jashiro
and Mr. Maximus.
And we're going to try to bring you an excellent Puckle Podcast episode without Thatch. Puckle, of course, stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name created by Mr. Maximus in 1984.
That is real, real history right there, guys.
I know we were trying to cover it up, but... Are you sure you guys want to announce it live?
It was signed into history by President Reagan.
Yeah, back in 1984, whenever Pokemon didn't even exist. That's a thing. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get straight into the introduction. What have you guys been up to in Pokemon recently?
So in Pokemon, unfortunately, not much other than my normal streaming. I have a few decks I'm playing, as people know that have listened to my show. I hate Ninetales GX, Alola Ninetales GX. So I've been playing a lot of that because that's what they suggested I should be playing.
What is Ninetales GX? Like, what does that do in the TCG? What is its whole gimmick?
So its whole gimmick is just being difficult to kill. So it's a really good card. For stage one, it has 210 HP, which is a lot, and it's weak to steel, which at the moment, it's pretty much means that it's only weak against Metagross. However, we do have Ultra Person coming out soon, which, by the way, stay tuned, shameless plug.
Which is like a gift, just all steel players.
It's all
everywhere.
Steel, yeah. No, yeah. Viger is ecstatic. He says that his real Christmas is in February 3rd. Or second, which is when Ultra Prism releases it, and Steel suddenly becomes super powerful in the TCG. And it hits hard, and it can heal itself. Its GX attack basically takes whatever damage Ninetales has and puts it on the enemy. So it hits hard, it has a lot of HP, and it can heal itself. And it's just ridiculous, ridiculous. And I hate it fighting against it constantly. However, and decided that I didn't want to do a deck. However, since I knew Ultra Prism was coming out, I asked the guys what they wanted me to play before Ultra Prism, and they said Ninetales just to spite me.
Well, I guess you better steal yourself.
Oh!
Hey. Anyway, anything else, man?
just playing a lot of Nintendo games. I've just finishing Metroid Samus Return.
Oh, that was a good game.
Yeah, I'm fighting, spoiler alert for those of you who are not, I mean, it's already a few months old, so I'm fighting against Ridley, which is the final boss. So I'm right there. I closed the DS just before starting recording, fighting Ridley.
Now, is that really much of a spoiler, honestly?
It's not, which is why I said it, but you know, people, you know how it is, you know. It's like, oh, they stop in the new Star Wars movie, they're going to use the Force. Yeah, of course, sure.
What have you been up to, Maximus?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I've been trying to get back in competitive OU and competitive, actually, in lower tiers, actually. I kind of stepped away from OU.
Oh, cool.
But I'm trying to retain my crown of being one of the best underused players out there.
So what would you say is one of the better underused Pokemon?
Oh, I'm still sticking with my best friend's best friend Gliscor.
Yeah.
Ever since he got dropped down to UU, special defensive Gliscor has really been seeing a lot of work.
Yeah, I can see that. Really. Like, it has a really good move pool combination with, like, its ability. I imagine that pretty much all of them run Toxicheal, right? Or Poison Heal.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I've seen some, not me personally, I still do Poison Heal, but I've seen a few, so what's that, Sandveil?
Under is that what belt? It is? I think we can look that up real quick.
I should know this, but...
it looks like it's got Hyper Cutter, Sandveil, and Poison Heal.
Sandveil, there we go.
Yeah. So, like on a Sandstorm team, I could see that.
And actually, Hyper Cutter, doesn't that prevent attack drops?
Yep.
Oh, so maybe going against Landorus with that wouldn't be too bad either.
Yeah, Hyper Cutter's not a bad ability. They generally put it on Pokemon that don't want attack drops, but like abilities like White Smoke or Clear Body are strictly better.
Yeah, but you gotta take what you got, though. Mm-hmm. But, and also, I've been playing a lot of Ultra Sun and Moon. I finally beat it.
Completely.
I haven't gone, I only caught like one Ultra Beast, but that's fine. I can do that on my own leisure. But, other than that, I'm just trying to get back and trying to get strong. I'd say it's stronger than I once was. I know with me and Pokemon, we had to take a break a little bit because, you know, life. It gets to you. Priorities, but other than that, just trying to get in that Pokemon mindset again.
Yeah, like I get on little bursts. So like I just got back into Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, and like I decided, okay, I'm gonna get a cool team together. So I spent some time trying to find a Rowlet and a Rufflet. I like Rufflet.
I also finished my Ultra Sun with Breviaria, and that's how you pronounce it?
Breviary.
And he's a lot of fun. So yes, please do.
Is that the obscure Pokemon on your team that no one would think you would use?
Yes, that's my my obscure. No, most noticeably because everyone knows that I hate the flying type. It's my least favorite type. so me using an actual, not only a flying type, but a flying type that happens to be a bird as well is pretty big for me.
Yeah. Mine would have to be my flying type too. Mine's Drifloon.
All right. Well, this has been nice to know what you guys are doing. Let's go ahead and move over to the news segment where we have lots of fun stuff to discuss. Radio Tower. This just in. All right, and we are now on to the news, where we have quite a bit of juicy news for you guys. Probably the big one that a lot of people are excited about is Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
We have an official release date for this. It will be released digitally and on retail March 23rd. So what are your guys' thoughts on Detective Pikachu?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Why?
Because I don't know anything about the game, unfortunately. I haven't checked it out, the Japanese videos or anything like that, so I have no idea what... But my idea of Detective Pikachu is basically Phoenix Wright or... Phoenix Wright, what was the other one? The Professor Layton. But Pikachu-wise, Pokemon-wise. And I just can't get any more excited for that. And the fact that the movie is kind of come along and it is Ryan Reynolds, which I love, also hyped me up. I cannot wait for me to play this game on March. I'm super hyped.
I just don't see Ryan Reynolds in the Pikachu.
Oh, he's gonna make it happen. And I really hope in the next Deadpool movie, he mentions something about it.
Oh, it's gonna be the year of Reynolds.
Yep. The year of Reynolds, yeah. anyway, there's going to be a special Detective Pikachu amiibo released alongside the game.
Have you guys seen the size comparison with the Pikachu amiibo that we have now? It's huge.
It's big, right?
It's like twice the size, or at least a third of the size, more than the original. It just looks huge. I love it.
Pikachu thick.
Surprisingly, it doesn't seem like it has his coat on. No,
he does just a little hat.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Good stuff. All right, in other news, for you Pokemon Go fanatics, we've got the water-type legendary Pokemon Kyogre available in raid battles. Yeah. It is available until February 14th.
Fun! Snag is not here to talk about Go.
Yeah, he's pretty much the only one, I think, still playing. But, like, did you guys do any raid battles recently with these? Did any of you do a Groudon one?
No. Don't get me wrong. Go is a great game. It really is. The problem is that it requires a certain amount of me getting social, physically social, as in getting out and talking to people.
You know that I can't just Whenever I went to Ohio to like see Thatch for Puckle 10, mm-hmm. like one of the things he kept saying was like, "I only have so much room for friends, and doing raid battles would require me to get more friends." So.
Yep. That's exactly like when we go to PokoCon, Pokemon Go is the most fun thing we could do, and we did, and we went freaking Lugia and Articuno hopping, hunting, and it was a lot of fun. Now that we're all in our respective living grounds, it's like, I really don't have the time. Like, Snag has the advantage that he actually has a little troop called his family, so he has a raid party ready to go whenever he wants. But unfortunately, I live alone, and I really don't want to have to take a bus over to Seattle to do some raids, so I'm out. What about you, Maximus?
Well, when it comes to Pokemon Go, I gotta be cautious of two things. Oh, three things. Availability, time, and data. If my data goes up, I am completely useless when it comes to Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. It can certainly eat it up, too.
And unfortunately, like, I'm not allowed to say company. We're not allowed to say companies on here, are we?
Companies?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's more of a company thing.
Yeah. Because for the past, I think, a year and a half, T-Mobile was giving out free data for Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that ran out. And I said, oh, crud. And I need my data for other things, other business practices when I'm out.
Yeah. I gotcha.
I gotta do it sparingly. If I'm in a spot, like let's say I'm at like a, there's a town center in where I'm at, where it has like a bunch of stops, like a mall area, but there's Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Now if there's a raid around that area, I'll go to that one. I can cipher off the Wi-Fi off one of the buildings. Mm-hmm. But if I'm out and about, I gotta do that in spurts. Like I'm not just gonna keep walking around like we did at PuckleCon.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I gotta be cautious when I do that.
From what I understand, T-Mobile has a current event where if you switch, you get like $100 worth of Pokecoins or something.
That's Sprint.
Oh, that's Sprint. So Sprint's doing that in other news. So as I'll say again, in other news, we've got the 2018 International Challenge. This is the January official Pokemon online tournament. This is going to be using the VGC 2018 rules. Pokemon in the National Pokédex that have the Black Clover that aren't mythical Pokemon can be used. You cannot use Ash Greninja. I'm sorry. Yeah. 4 Pokemon will be used each match. This is VGC 2018 rules, but I'm going to say them anyway. 4 Pokemon used each match. Each battle lasts a maximum of 5 minutes. Players have 90 seconds to pick which 4 Pokemon they will battle with, and 45 seconds to select a move or switch Pokemon. Yeah. So you can get up to 50. All participants will receive 50 battle points for this, and you can receive more by playing. So if you're interested in getting some battle points, this is a good way to do it.
Or you can surf the heck out of the game.
Well, yeah, that's true. You can do a Mantine surf. All right. Yes, we have the next topic. This was Puckle News. We've got the UUTC signups finally on the site. And for those of you not familiar, the UUTC stands for the Ultimate Underground Tournament of Champions. It is the yearly big Puckle tournament where you will pick a roster of 10 Smogon overused Pokemon, and you will construct that with specific abilities and movesets, and then you lock them all in, and then you use those 10 Pokemon throughout the tournament in different team compositions to battle your way to the top. And the winner of this tournament gets the title of the 2018 UUTC champion. And this champion is highly regarded as one of the best trainers in Puckle for the remainder of the year and for years to come.
Do we know who was last year's? Was it Sigma again?
No, it was not Sigma. I can look that up, actually.
Sure, because I know that I was constantly because saying that Sigma just won everything, because he did.
We have a league tab that tells us conveniently all of this information.
I've always wanted to participate in UUTC, but of course my lack of abilities in the actual video game is disturbing. So I've never actually participated, but it's something that I really am aiming to do. I am actually transforming my streaming on Wednesday to see if I can stream a little bit of a showdown just to practice and have the viewers teach me how to play video games. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So apparently we do not have the Hall of Fame for the UUTCs anymore, but I'm going to make sure to put that back up on the site. I think
here I was wasting time until you just talking for you to search for that.
No, it's fine. I'm a bit surprised that it's not on there, but this has been a wake up call. It should be up by the time the episode is up, so it is there now.
Awesome.
all right. Now, what do we have here for the rest of the news?
Oh, we do have Ultra Prism. The Pokemon TCG that's coming out on February
2nd. Oh, yes, please talk about that. I know nothing about it.
So for those, we already teased this on our intro. So Ultra Prism is coming out in February 2nd. It is basically a set dedicated to the altered versions of Necrozma, Duskmane, and Dawn Wings, but it also features a slew of powerful metal Pokemon that are coming in. I know, like we said, Vigar is super excited because we're getting some excellent, excellent steel Pokemon like Steel Magneton. We are getting a Solgaleo that is really, really badass, as well as a few other Pokemon. So stay tuned for that. We are going to have our review at the TCG Cast this week, so stay tuned. We're going to talk all things metal and all things Ultra Prism.
All right, and I think that wraps up the news. We will get to the Pokken news in the topic today, but as for now, we are going to quiz our co-hosts on their learned Pokemon knowledge in Puckle's PokeQuiz. And welcome to the Puckle Poke Quiz, where we will be quizzing our co-hosts on their learned Pokemon knowledge. A quick refresher of the rules, if you are not familiar, we will be asking 5 questions. One of these questions has 2 answers that are for a total of 2 points. The 5 questions, therefore, you can get up to 6 points through. However, you have a hint that you can use on any of these questions that can potentially help you answer said question. You can use this at any time throughout the questions. However, if you do not use your hint and get all of the questions correct, You can cash in your hint at the end for an additional 7th point. So you can earn up to 7 points in the Puckle Pokey Quiz. Are we ready to begin, guys?
Yes, sir.
Roger Dodger.
All right, we're going to go ahead and start with an easier question. I wrote all of these myself since I'm hosting today.
I forgot the word, cynic, is it? You're an evil man is what you are, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm not a nice person when it comes to trivia, I'll tell you that much. I expect the best. Anyway, this question will be pretty easy. This Pokemon, which is a monotype Pokemon, has the species type, the Hibernator Pokemon. One of its abilities is Quick Feet.
Okay, that sounds like a bear. It sounds like it could be Bear-tick.
Or Cupchu, one of the two.
Cupchu, Bear-tick, or Ursaring, Teddy Ursa. There's a lot of bears in Pokemon.
I would think it would be Cupchu of all of them, because I know, I don't think Teddy Ursa or Ursaring is the Hibernate Pokemon.
Okay, think it's Bear-tick because it's winter-ish? It's
a I'm thinking more of Cupchu, honestly, but
Cupchu? It could be because do polar bears hibernate? That's a question I legit have. I don't know. I don't think they would because they would be sleeping 365 days a year.
It's cold every day.
Exactly. I wouldn't know why would they hibernate, but it could be Cupchu. Yeah, I don't think it's Ursaring either, unless they changed it, because I think he's just a bear Pokemon or something like that.
Alright, I'm gonna need an answer, guys.
What do you think, Maximus? Cupchu?
Cupchu, I guess.
Okay, Cupchu it is.
That is unfortunately incorrect. Oh. The correct answer is Ursaring.
Oh, it is Ursaring!
Yes, it is the Hibernator Pokemon.
Really? Why is it called a Hibernator? It does not look like it hibernates.
It's a brown bear, though. Brown bear do hibernate.
A lot of animals, though.
To answer your question, though, only pregnant polar bears den up for the colder months.
Oh, there we go. That's actually pretty interesting.
All right, so let's go and move on to question number 2. Feel free to use your hint at any time now, considering that you cannot get that extra point now.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the next question.
Thanks for playing on.
All right, I'm rubbing in.
It's like every time I'm in and I do not get the question, I always berate the listener who submitted it. I have the privilege this time to actually say it to your face.
Being able to do it to my face, yeah. Nice. All right. So this is the second question. You guys are probably going to hate me for this one.
Probably are.
You obtain this berry as a reward from Scott in Gen 3's Battle Frontier as a reward for receiving all 7 Golden Frontier symbols.
Son of a gun. Is it the Enigma Berry or the
Life? I've never done that.
It could be the Enigma Berry or the Life something. It's with an L. It's one of those two because it's the 2 most rare berries in the game. It's Enigma or Lie. I forgot the name of it. It starts with an L and it's kind of like Lie something. Huh?
Is it Lilac?
Lilac, maybe? Lilac berry, something like that. So it's one of those two. Which one? I do not know because I did not finish that either.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who has.
So Enigma Berry was available in Gen 6, and it's not available in Gen 7, so I would assume it might be the Enigma Berry.
You guys have an answer?
Better than mine on this one.
Do you want to try that one, Enigma?
Mm-hmm.
Enigma Berry it is.
Again, that is unfortunately incorrect.
We suck!
The correct answer is the Starfberry.
Oh, never would have guessed it. It's okay.
Yeah, the Starfberry is a berry that was introduced in Gen 3. You can only get it in Gen 3 by getting all 7 Gold Frontier symbols. In future games, it is always the reward for getting like 200 win battle streaks, etc. It is probably the hardest berry to obtain in the game. Mm-hmm. This berry, however, is not very useful as its effect is to randomly raise a stat by 1 when the Pokemon's HP falls to 25% or below.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's really dubious.
That's pretty disappointing.
It's really good for blending in various games. It will give you a Very good Pokeblock if you turn it into a Pokeblock.
Yeah, like if I if I did not have the patience I have in video gaming, I would throw my 3DS to the screen. If I would after 200 battles, that's what they gave me.
All right. So our next question is probably going to be a bit more condoning to you guys. It is Elite Four members throughout the generations have a tendency to share type specialties with Elite Four members in other regions and games. However, there are five uniquely typed Elite Four members. Name at least four.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yes, I can. Elite Four members throughout the generations have a tendency to share type specialties with Elite Four members in other regions and games. There are five uniquely typed Elite Four members. Name at least four.
Okay, we can do this.
Wait, do you want the types or you want the people's names?
Just the types.
Yes. Okay, so I think Dark is one, right?
Let's see. I know there was one in Gen.
One Gen was Dark, which was the, I forgot his name. He appears in Ultra Sun. In Sun and Moon. I just don't remember his name.
Oh, it's Elite Four, that's right. Wait, there's been a Dark,
Elite Four? Yes, there is.
Yeah, I thought there's been more than one Dark.
Oh, more than one then, okay. So
yeah.
How about Fairy? Is there just one Fairy? Is there a Fairy?
Gen 6.
They're actually the
champions. No. I know. Wait, you said Elite Four, not champions. Hold on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she's the Fairy champion, not the Elite Four.
Wow. It's not, definitely not Ghost. Definitely not Fire, Water.
Not Dragon.
Not Dragon.
Ice?
Mm-mm. No, there's a couple of ice ones, I think.
What about grass?
I don't recall grass. I don't recall grass, actually. But I don't recall any grass. I don't think there's an Elite Four based on grass.
Wait, what does Bruno count as? Fighting or
fighting,
rock?
He's fighting. No, he's fighting. He's fighting. Totally fighting.
Well, he's the only one I can think of fighting.
Oh, that's a good point. So fighting is one. What about Steel? Do we have a Steel Elite Four? Something tells me that we do have a Steel Elite Four.
I rarely remember Elite Fours in like four and five.
Oh, son of a gun. There's no normal Elite Four that I can recall. Should we ask for a hint here?
Scrawn, do you want all five or do you want...
You can name five, but I only want you to get at least four.
Four. So that's 4 points?
No, it is 1 point.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so fighting is one. Ice, there's more than one. I know there is. Ghost, there's more than one. Dragon, there's more than one.
Wait, what is Will in second generation?
Will? Who's Will?
I'm gone.
Turned into.
Oh, God. Do you want to get the hint?
Yeah, we might as well.
The hint.
Okay, so as you guys had said before... you are wrong on the account of fighting being one.
I knew it.
Yeah, and also, you guys had brought up Dark, but there have been three Dark Elite Four members.
Yeah, I thought there was more. I think there's one in second, and there's one in...
Second gen, third gen, and sixth gen.
What about water? No, now that I repeat gen. Water, I think we only have one water, right? The guy from Gen 5, is it? Or Gen 6? The chef? He's water? I think he's the only water.
There are 8. How many types are there now? 18?
Mm-hmm. There's no fairy that I can remember, at least, recall. Ooh, flying! We only have one flying, right? Because that's the one from Gen 7, the tennis player. Forgot her name.
So that's two.
We have water. We have flying. We have.
Let's list out the types we know that aren't. Because
I'm pretty sure that both flying and water are just one of each. Other than that, there's no fairy for Elite Four. Unfortunately, there's a champion that is fairy.
What about grass?
But I don't recall any grass. If you can remember one, then that's definitely one of them. But I can't recall any grass. There's a poison. There was a point where Koga was, right?
Yeah.
Koga was the Elite Four, and he was poison. I don't know if there have been any other poison Elite Fours, right? Because Agatha had poison Pokemon, but she was ghost. She wasn't poison.
Yeah.
So I think Koga poison is another one. That's three. And last but not least, I would say...
What about ground and rock? We haven't really said much about...
I don't recall. Again, if you can recall one of them, that means that that's it, because that means that I'm missing someone.
See, I got gens 1, 2, 3, and 6 and 7 in my mind. 4 and 5 are drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, I don't recall any of the gym leaders. I'm sorry, Elite Fours from Gen 4 or 5. Other than the dark guy from Gen 5, I think he was. The guy who appears in Gen 7. I'm going to go with Steel. Do you remember any other Steel? Because I think there was one Elite Four that is Steel. Do you remember that?
No Steel. I cannot think of anyone that's Steel.
Okay, then that must be incorrect. I would say... So we have Flying, Water. What was the other one I said? Poison. We're missing one, dude. We're missing one. And Scrawn is being really generous here with time.
Yes, I am. This is I'm gonna need an answer in like 10 seconds.
Maximus, you choose the last type. No, nothing. Nothing comes to mind.
Come on,
shall we just guess one? Let's guess metal. So that's it. Flying.
You mean steel? Wait, isn't that steel?
Steel, yeah. No.
Go ahead and throw another type out there as well, because you guessed
it. Which ones are you picking again?
I'm picking flying, water, and poison. Those are my three, because I think I don't recall any other.
I feel like there's one for rock or ground.
Then pick one. Pick one. Rock? You want to go with rock?
No, let's do my favorite type. Let's do ground.
Ground. Those are our four, Scon.
Okay. Well, I was wrong in this one. There were actually six types, but you guys are correct, actually. For poison, you have Koga.
Yep.
For, I'll just name all of the single type Elite Four members. You've got poison for Koga. You have Aaron for bug. Ooh. You have Bertha for ground.
Oh, good choice, yes. Maximus. Yes.
Yeah, you've got Seabold for water.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Olivia for rock and Kahili for flying.
Yes.
So you got four of those. Steel is not correct because you have Wickstrom in Gen 6, and Mulane is actually the Steel Elite Four in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
There we go. Awesome. Yep. We did good, Maximus.
Yeah, good job, guys. That's 1 point so far. let's go ahead and move on.
Thank you, Scrawn. I know what corner I'm going to be in today crying.
All right. So question number four. In Gen 4, this trainer class was introduced as the Madam. However, in Generation 6, the name of this class changed to something else and has remained that way. What did it change to?
Oh, I know this one.
The Madam.
The Madam. They changed it to the Rich Woman. I can't remember the exact name, though. What was the synonym for, like, the you know that you know that there's the rich guy, which I forgot his name. Oh, help me here, Maximus.
No generous time on this one.
Yeah.
The
Madam. Madam had to change to either veteran or the rich equivalent, female equivalent of the male one, which I can't remember the male name of it either.
Was it like wait, bear? No, that's the plateau. Not
gentleman.
The plateau,
but... No, so there's gentleman, whatever, gentleman Jack, and he's rich. What was the female version of that?
Lady. I don't know.
It could be lady. No. It could be lady actually. But I think it could be veteran. But I'm not sure, man.
But can't male and female both have veteran, though?
Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe they got rid of Madam and just added her as veteran.
Oh, just combined them together?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Do you want to go with veteran?
Okay, I'm going to want a final answer.
Yeah, we'll go with veteran.
Veteran it is.
Veteran is incorrect.
Son of a gun.
The correct answer is socialite.
Oh, socialite. Never would have guessed
that. Never would have known.
Never would have guessed that.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. I'll kill you in the next PuckleCon.
Okay.
which is in a couple of months, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In about 5 to 6 months.
All right. Let's so this last question is the one where you can get 2 points.
Sure.
And I'm going to start it with a titular phrase that is slightly modified. It is back in Gen 3. There were 2 Pokemon you could not obtain in Emerald version that were version exclusives to Ruby and Sapphire. Lunatone was exclusive to Sapphire, and Zangoose was exclusive to Ruby. However, there are 2 evolutionary lines of Pokemon that can be caught in both Ruby and Sapphire, but not in Emerald. Name these evolutionary lines for 1 point each.
I hate you, Scrawn. I hate you, Scrawn, with a C.
They're both evolutionary lines, correct?
No, it's just one.
I'm saying evolutionary lines so I do not give away too much information. But they could potentially have evolutions or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Think, guys. Think.
Gen 3, which is the worst gen ever in existence.
Now, they were in Ruby and Sapphire, but they're not in Emerald.
Yes. These Pokemon appear in both Ruby and Sapphire, but not in Emerald.
And they're exclusive version exclusives.
They're not version exclusives.
Oh,
they
not.
Are in both Ruby and Sapphire,
Son
but not
of
in Emerald.
Gone. Help me here, Rosalina.
Rosalia?
I don't know. I'm guessing here. Gen 3 Pokemon.
We know Rosalia. I think it's Rosalia, not Rosaria. It's Rosalia because Rosaria is Gen 4.
Okay. Rosalia is 1? You think it is?
No. That's how you pronounce it.
Never mind how I pronounce it. What is the Pokemon?
This is very entertaining.
I have no clue. Gen 3 is my weakest point. Even though I played through Alpha Sapphire. Omega Sapphire, whichever the one it is. I played through that and I can't remember.
See, it's not the mirror one.
So this is up to you, dude.
Yeah, we used the hint already.
You know what? I feel bad for making these so hard, so I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the hint for this question as well.
Oh, it's gone. Yep. You're still going to die, but yeah, thank you.
All right. So here's the
hint. You won't die in pain. We won't make you surfer.
There are actually 3 evolutionary lines with this attribute. However, that is on the condition that you do not record mix with a copy of Ruby or Sapphire.
I have no idea what that meant.
Wait, what?
Translate, Maximus,
so,
if you can.
Okay, this means there are actually 3 evolutionary lines of Pokemon that can be caught in both Ruby and Sapphire, but not in Emerald. But one of those lines can be caught in Emerald if you record mix with Ruby and Sapphire.
That didn't help. What do you think, Sublime? Maximus. I would say I have no idea.
All right,
but
when this clock hits
the 8. I'm going to guess, though. However, I am going to guess that it is going to be the grass. Oh, I forgot her name. It's not Blossom. It's the Lily. What was it called? Lily something.
Wait, you mean Rosalia?
No. The Lily Pokemon, the one that evolves into I don't know. I'm clueless here, Maximus. This is all you. I have no idea.
What about Surskit?
Sure, Surskit. Surskit's 1.
All right, I need a final answer.
Go ahead, Maximus.
You said Lily. I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, she looks like a girl with a dress and stuff. I can't remember her name, though.
All right. Give me 2 evolutionary lines, Maximus. So, 2-0.
You mean Lilligant? That's
yeah,
Gen Lilligant. 4.
Yeah, Lilligant. Oh, I don't know. Then
five,
you guess, yeah. Maximus.
Oh, Gen 5. Sorry.
You're the Gen 3 expert. Come on.
Fine. I'm going to go with the Surskit line. I'm just going to throw lines out there because I'm not exactly sure anymore. All right. Surskit line, I'm going to throw out... Should I throw Torkoal out there? No, I shouldn't. I think you can get Torkoal in any single point in the map.
Well, maybe it's the Viper's one. No, it's right. The Viper's one.
Wait, this is the Emerald Pokédex, correct?
Yes. Emerald, yeah. Give me that second line. You got Surskit and what?
Surskit, the Tyranitar mine. No, that's not it, because you have to use Pokemon Stadium. Pokemon.
But he needs an answer. So Surskit and... We need a second one. Any Gen 3 that you can imagine. Just say it out loud.
Shroomish?
Okay, there we go. That's those what are I'm the both.
So on both accounts, that is actually incorrect.
Of course they are.
The hint was actually pertaining to Surskit, because normally you cannot catch the Surskit evolutionary line in Emerald, but you can in Ruby and Sapphire. However, if you have an outbreak in Ruby or Sapphire and you record mix with Emerald, you can catch Surskits in an outbreak in Emerald version.
Okay.
However, the two lines that you can catch in Ruby and Sapphire but not in Emerald are the Roselia line.
Oh, it was
Roselia!
And we were talking about that the whole time. Dang it.
And Meditite and Medicham.
I wouldn't have guessed that one. Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Wow. So that's
going to conclude the Puckle Pokey quiz. You guys have both earned 1 point. I feel really bad.
Don't feel bad. You won't feel anything when you die.
You better hope you get next time PuckleCon comes around, you better hope you get there first, because if you don't, we'll be waiting for you. We're gonna come back to the airport.
So that puts our point totals at Sublime Manic at 7 points, Bosefus at 6, myself at 5. I did not add anything for this. Snag has 5 points, Basket has 1, Maximus has 1, and Jashiro has 2. All right, so on to the topic.
Hey, Puckalonians, it's Sublime Manic. Can't get enough of your favorite flip-flopping podcast? Then check out our social media. You can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube all from our website, PucklePodcast.com. And you can join our Discord to hang out with your favorite hosts and other Puckalonians. Also, check us out at twitch.tv/ThePucklePodcast. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, consider subscribing to our Twitch channel. You can also check us out at YouTube at YouTube/PucklePodcast. And we also have a Patreon if you're able to give anything at patreon.com/PucklePodcast.
And on to the topic. Today we're going to be talking about Pokken Tournament DX.
It's back, yes. Baby.
I know. This is of course what I'm going to do whenever I'm hosting. This is probably my favorite recent Pokemon game. I absolutely love a lot of the characters. I love what they've done with it, and I love that they're adding new content.
Yes.
And this is the news that we were missing. We have confirmed new playable characters in Pokken Tournament DX. We are going to be having Aegislash and Blastoise.
Yes.
Blastoise, of course, with that mega form. And Aegislash with, of course, its ability to change stances, which will obviously be very interesting in the actual integration of gameplay. We also have the confirmation of new support characters as well. We have 2 support sets. We have Mimikyu/Mega Rayquaza. Like, where's that
really
come from?
Yeah, really weird combination there, but yeah, really welcomed.
And Mew and Celebi. So we got a lot of legendary Pokemon there. I wonder if they're going to make the Mimikyu as creepy as its special Z move.
I'm pretty sure they will try.
I'm with you on that. Where did that combo come from? Like from the beginning, like you have Emolga and Fennekin, and then you have, I don't know, Frogadier and Eevee, Farfetch'd and Electrode, and in this corner you have Mimikyu and Mega freaking Rayquaza.
Well, I think they put the Mimikyu in because it's a recognizable Gen 7 Pokemon, and they only had the Litten Popplio combo from before, so they're trying to add at least some Gen 7 Pokemon.
Yeah, I think the combination comes because those are the 2 generations that are left out, in the sense that since we've had Pokken, we have Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby, so that's where Mega Rayquaza comes in, and then we've also had Gen 7, that's where Mimikyu comes in. So I think it's their way of saying, like, oh, we're up to date, right?
Yeah.
With all the gens. Yeah. All the gens are here, including the remakes. So I think that's where it came from.
For Gen 7 Fighter, of course, we have Decidueye. And Decidueye is certainly making its mark on the scene because it is incredible.
Yeah, he's good. I haven't played, unfortunately. So this is exciting news for me because I really liked Pokken when it came out on Wii U. I was so excited. I was one of those. I was telling, unfortunately, I didn't make it on the episode that they discussed Pokken because everyone wanted to talk to it. I was like, "That's, I really want to talk about Pokken," but he's like, "No, there's like 20 people who wants to."
So I wasn't the only one left.
I wasn't able to talk about it, but I love Pokken to the point where in our last PokéCon, not our last, actually the previous one 2 years ago, it was Scrawn, me, and Catherine, the only ones that participated on the triathlon, which was Pokken, the video game, and the TCG tournament. It was a lot of fun. So I love Pokken. So I didn't buy Pokken on Switch, though, because I didn't feel I need to. When I went to Japan with Scrawn, I visited him last year. We got to play with Darkrai. We got to play with all the Pokemons that were added after the fact that never reached...
Scizor, Empoleon.
Yeah, Scizor, Empoleon, that never reached US until Switch version came out. So I was like, I already played with those characters. I love Pokken, but I don't see myself continuing playing, so I didn't buy it. The announcement of both Aegislash and Blastoise already secures that on my next paycheck, I am going to buy Pokken and the Season Pass because I am excited most of all on Blastoise. Because Blastoise means that it could actually come true, the wish of Thash of Mega Evolve, and Hydro Pump punch someone in the face.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I
want to
see if that happens.
You know it will. So this will cost $15 in the United States. Not too much, but like it's arguably a bit much. I was hoping that it would be free, but you know, they got to do what they got to do. You know?
Yeah.
So the other support set is Mew and Celebi. So we got some those time-tested mythical Pokemon, you know, coming to work together. So this is the question that I want to ask you guys today for the topic. And it's what battle Pokemon / support Pokemon would be your number one choice if future DLC were to come out for Pokken Tournament DX?
Maximus, let's start with you.
Repeat the question again. My mind is kind of processing something.
It's all good, man. So we're talking about what battle Pokemon / support Pokemon would you like to see put into Pokken Tournament the most?
If you're being honest, I don't know how this Pokemon would work, seeing how its stature, but if I had to pick, I would like Snorlax.
Ooh, that's a great choice.
Cool, man.
Just for a fact, I know it's not the fastest thing around. Just
no, that's a great choice.
Like a tank mobility. Well, I know we got kind of got, well, Blastoise is coming out, but we really don't really have anyone that has kind of like the tank meta. It hits hard, it's just slow speed.
Those are Charizard and Machamp right now.
Yeah. No, but I can totally see it with Snorlax. Like, yeah. Being able to, being a counter Pokemon, even though he's not known as a counter Pokemon, but hit him in the belly and you can counter attack, that seems amazing.
I just want to, like, see that burst move where he jumps up in the air and body slams.
Oh, yes. And even add belly drum. So he can belly drum his belly and his HP will go down, but get super extra attack power. So every punch he does hits really hard.
Get a defense debuff for a mega attack buff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give him like the most HP, but let him do belly drum, but make him his defense is not really all that great, especially with defense, but since it's a physical attack a game for the most part, like make that the hard hitting stuff, like on the defensive side.
So much potential.
I
like
want that even, like, so bad.
He could rest and like restore health or something. Oh,
and then he'll be like 5 seconds asleep so your opponent can do whatever he wants with you. It's like, oh my god, this is so good. I want this.
They can even use his ultra move, the tie into the Pokemon games. Make Pulverizing Pancake its ultra move.
Oh, god. Yeah, so, yeah. Maximus, when are you going to apply to the Pokemon Company? What's happening here? That is fantastic. I cannot up that for sure. Snorlax would be an ideal candidate.
And even, like, for the range move, you get, like, Hyper Beam coming out of the eyes.
Oh, yes.
And you're stalled for like a couple of seconds for the recharge.
That's what they did with Mewtwo and Hyper Beam. It just is a long charging move.
Nice.
But it's really good still.
Very nice.
So what about Shiro? You have one?
So I've been thinking that there's a lot of fighting Pokemon that I'm really surprised I never made it to through that. Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan, Hitmontop. I mean, I know some of them are support. I think Hitmontop is a support, if I'm mistaken. I might be mistaken. But a lot of these fighting Pokemon have not make it through. So I'm kind of surprised about that.
Fair, we do have like four.
What was that?
To be fair, we do have four.
There is, but one Pokemon that I really wanted to see as in fighting one, and I know it kind of goes against Pikachu Libre, it would be Hawlucha. I really want to play as Hawlucha, because Hawlucha is the definition of Mexican luchador. I'm not Mexican, yes, I know. However, I do love that style of fighting, and I think it could have been amazing. However, they did not implement that as a fighter. I wish
it was there instead of Pikachu Libre, to be honest.
Exactly. Oh, I would have preferred they would have done Hawlucha other than Pikachu Libre, because that would have been amazing. So that's my choice. Hawlucha, I thought, I really hope. Now, that's my fighting one. My competitive one, my support one, more Eevees. Jolteon has not been there. Where is my Jolteon? I want a combination of Jolteon and Vaporeon. Have Jolteon slow down the opponent with a paralyze, and have Vaporeon heal my character with Aqua Ring. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just want both my favorite Eevees to be there, and they're not.
I gotcha. So for my choice, I really like what they've done with some of the sort of random choices that you wouldn't expect to see in Pokken Tournament, like Chandelure, for example. And what I would like to see is actually one of two, and I think that it would have a lot of potential. It's either Toxapex or Ferrothorn. And like, you know how they sort of have their tentacles? I think it would be really cool to have a lot of potential, like them sort of like smacking or like doing stuff, especially with like Toxapex, because it can like shoot spikes from its head and like use its tentacles to attack and grab onto stuff and like, you know, and it can like jump up in the air and slam down and liquidate.
I could totally see it doing combos where it's spinning around, like have rapid spin and hitting all the tentacles. And just going like going on circles, just hitting with every tentacle, just going around crazy. That sounds amazing.
But what really does it for me?
Learn rapid spin?
Toxapex does not learn rapid spin.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. But Pokken doesn't care.
Ferrothorn does learn Gyro Ball, so it'll be pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. What I would like to see is like a special, because what they do with a lot of the characters is have either special grabs or special counters. What I would like to see with Toxapex is a special shield where if you attack during the shield, you get debuff because of Baneful Bomb.
So having his attack being lowered, so your opponent will be tricked into defending. But if he defends, that means that you are getting weaker. I like that.
Well, you didn't even try that with Aegis Slash?
Whole thing. What was that?
Do you think they may try that with Aegis Slash?
They might, because of King's Shield.
That's right. That's right. That's totally right. So here's the question I have for you guys. So I know that Pokemon has really tried to make Pokemon Tournament a thing. And on the news, I just read, as you guys know who are listening, I'm very into the industry at itself. So I'm very, I always read about how games are selling and all that stuff. I always get those reports. Pokken Tournament actually sold really well on Switch, more than it did with Wii U. So that's a big surprise, which is why I assume it led to this new DLC that nobody expected, because everyone thought that after the DLC that they added for the original game, you know, Darkrai and Decidueye and everything, they were going to stop there. It's because actually Pokken Tournament sold really well on the Switch. So do you guys think that Pokemon will continue on with Pokken and actually give us a Pokken sequel in the few years ahead of time? What do you guys think about that?
In a few years? Maybe on a new console.
Yeah, new console.
Not like, in Switch?
Not no, on Switch.
They're not going to give us a deluxe version of it. Then get out.
Because to be entirely fair, the storyline is garbage.
every fighting game storyline is garbage.
It does have a storyline.
I've never touched story mode.
It is trash. The only reason to do it is to unlock like special titles or little backdrop drops or something.
Yeah.
Well, so one last thing I wanted to say is the support Pokemon that I would hope to see are like maybe a mushroom Pokemon to like spore your opponent to sleep or something.
Mm.
Plus, like what they do with the support sets is often one Pokemon that does this thing and one Pokemon that like, does the opposite thing. And so, like, you got that contrast. So you can choose either this strategy or this strategy. Like, for example, Miss Magus and Ninetales. Ninetales puts up a barrier, but Miss Magus sort of puts out a projecting debuff that attack.
Interesting.
But what I would like to see is, like, a spore Pokemon like Shroomish or, like, Parasect or something. Plus, like, a Pokemon that, like, makes you really fast. So it, like, peps you up. Like, the opposite of sleep. I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
So it'd be really good for, like, Charizard or something. Something that needs to get close or get faster.
Yeah. So which ones are you guys more excited about? Aegislash or Blastoise?
Aegislash, personally.
Really? How about you,
Max? I want the advanced fighting mechanics. I feel like it's going to be a technical fighter, and those are my personal favorites.
Those do sound very much you. What about you, Maximus?
I'm a Scrawn on this one. Well, it's a Scrawn.
Don't just call me whatever. It doesn't matter. What about you, Jishy?
I'm actually looking forward to Blastoise. And, of course, the whole Hydro Pump to the face. It's a joke, but I'm really am looking forward to Blastoise for whatever reason. I think it's the Gen 1-er in my soul that I know I'm trying to keep hidden. But I am excited to be able to use Blastoise because Blastoise was my starter Pokemon when I first started Pokemon for the first time in my life.
All right.
Squirtle was my starter, and to be able to fight with Blastoise is super exciting for me.
Good stuff, man. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and then on to the poke of the episode.
Wait, I got one more note.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
With the addition of Blastoise, I can say this again. I'm with my head down. My favorite starter of Gen 1 got benched again.
Bulbasaur.
Wow. I've been with they started
you
with
expect
Charizard.
Anything else.
Last one's here. Yeah.
All right, on to the poke of the episode.
Poke of the episode.
And on to the poke of the episode. Today we have National Dex number 745. Lycanroc, the wolf Pokemon.
Its midday sun Pokedex states that its quick movements confuse its enemies. It's well equipped with claws and fangs. It also uses sharp rocks in its mane as weapons.
Midnight Form says it has no problem ignoring orders it doesn't like. It doesn't seem to mind getting hurt at all, as long as it can finish off its opponent.
And the Dusk Form. Bathed in the setting sun of evening, Lycanroc has undergone a special kind of evolution. An intense fighting spirit underlies its calmness. So, as you can gather, Lycanroc is a Pokemon with three different forms. It's Midday, Midnight, and Dusk Form. This is a very interesting Pokemon. Its name, Lycanroc, suggests that it has werewolf connotations, which makes a lot of sense since it evolves depending on the time of the day. What are your guys' thoughts on Lycanroc?
Maximus, because I can keep on going on Lycanroc. Lycanroc is my favorite Gen 7 Pokemon, but when it comes to the video game, I'll leave it to Maximus.
For right now, as far as just about Lycanroc itself, it's unique on its own, right? I don't think anyone besides Eevee that it can evolve into multiple forms more than, let's say, there is the Burmy. I guess that can also turn into different sort of. But who thinks of Burmy?
Speaks of Burman.
Absolutely no one. Lapras is so much fun. When I first saw this Pokemon, my first Pokemon instinct that I thought is my favorite Gen 7, it's Mimikyu. But after playing through the game with Lycanroc Midnight Form, I just fell in love with him. He was so much fun to play, even though he was a glass cannon. He would hit hard, but just die immediately, no matter if they did a tail wag on it. It's mm-hmm. just so good.
So, from what I understand, each of these Pokemon has its signature move. The Midday Form has Accelerock, the Midnight Form has Counter, and it looks like the Dusk Form has access to Accelerock as well, but it also has Thrash.
Yes.
So, what are your guys' thoughts on, like, because I'm looking at the stats here, and it looks like the Dusk Form is really, really close to Midday Form, except there are two base points difference, where the Midday Form has two extra points in speed, and the Dusk Form has two extra points in attack. Just based on my first, sort of intuition, that would make me think that the Midday Form is actually better than the Dusk Form.
Yeah, to some degree, competitive-wise, I kind of have to disagree with you.
Yeah. Okay, what basis do you have there?
Well, to start off, we have to look. I'm looking at their abilities, because each of the Lycanroc forms have three different abilities. Well, not each, but...
Yeah.
Because Midday has Steadfast, which you'll gain a speed stat when flinched. Mm-hmm. And Midnight has its No Guard ability, which means no moves that use miss, which if you look at all three of them, as far as their signature or their best move, Stone Edge, that mm-hmm. has the highest benefit.
That's true, though. That's a guaranteed hitting Stone Edge.
Mm-hmm. Or even if, well... Not with that speed, that, but even if you were a little bit faster with one of the other two, Rock Slide, if it had no guard, that would have been pretty interesting with no missing and you could possibly finish. Mm-hmm. But with Dusk, which I feel like has the best balance out of the two, Tough Claws, because it doesn't just affect its main move. It affects all the other moves it uses.
Does Tough Claws do? Does it increase physical power?
Well, not just physical. It boosts... I believe this was, let me double check that again. I believe it's 30%. Yeah, boost all moves that make contact by 30%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's funny.
That's pretty good.
If you had another,
no, that's really good for Accelerock.
Mm-hmm.
Because Accelerock makes contact. Does it impact Stone Edge and Rock Slide, I'm afraid?
No, it does not. Unfortunately.
What else we've got Thrash, of course.
Well, as far as the decent moves for, are you want to do all three, or do you just want for just Dusk Form?
Well, Dusk Form is probably what most people are interested in knowing. What's so special about it, you know?
Well, Dusk Form, that Tough Claw ability is definitely fine, and it's up to you. Do you want more speed, or do you want more attack? Because 2 points, when it comes to speed, 2 points does make more of a difference.
Yeah.
But
it does. So it probably wouldn't be able to beat Midday Form Lycanroc, but it's just better in general against other stuff.
Yeah. The ability, it really hits harder than Midday.
It does.
Like, in my opinion...
Brick Break and Crunch.
Well, you also have Iron Tail, the Fang Moves, and Drill Run. Those are...
That's true. Move Tutor.
And plus, you also got Sucker Punch or Crunch, depending on which one you would like. If you already have Accelerock, I probably would just do Crunch.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of damage.
mm-hmm. However, if you're doing the Midnight Form, I would do Stone Edge, Crunch, Iron Tail, even though over Iron Head because it doesn't miss. So that's 100 base power steel move. Yeah. And then one thing the Midnight Form has better than the other two forms, it has the punching moves, which do more damage.
Yeah, I gotcha. And it's got a lot of support moves as well. It's got Stealth Rock. It's got it has Drill Run for another contact move, the Dusk Form. It looks... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so does Midnight do.
But Stealth Rock is really big. What was the other one I was thinking of? The
There's Taunt.
Taunt. Accelerock is like probably like the best for just finishing stuff off, though. Like that rock priority move.
Mm-hmm.
Super good. Okay, go ahead and rant on it, Jushiro.
Thank you. So coming to TCG, and I'm here getting ready to just gush. So get your umbrellas ready, because I'm going to gush all over Lycanroc here. Lycanroc being my favorite Gen 7 Pokemon, has quite a few good TCG cards, and I'm going to gush all over them right now. Let's start with the midday form Lycanroc GX from the S&M Promo 14. Now, you guys know I play this so much because I love it. It has a 200 HP on a stage 1. It has 3 attacks. Crunch for 1 fighting, 1 colorless, done 30 damage, which is not bad, considering that you discard an energy from your opponent's active Pokemon. If you add a strong energy to that, that's hitting really nicely with 50 damage and everything else that can add to it. A Solrock does 120 damage firm for 2 fighting energies and 1 colorless. It is good. And of course, its GS attack, Lycanfang GX, does 200 damage, and you discard 2 of those fighting energies that you needed to power up this attack. It's a great attacker. It's one of my favorite decks. It's so good. But it also has a baby form. Of course, those of you who are not do not have that knowledge on TCG, we call baby forms those Pokemon that have both EX or GX versions and then non-GX or EX versions. Mm-hmm. Those non-GX and EX versions we call baby form because two different,
and often they support the other Pokemon.
Yeah, well, not necessarily support. They could be attackers, but they're just not GX or EX. They're just smaller versions of the other versions. So in this case, Lycanroc, midday form, has a baby version. It has 2 attacks. It has Rock Throw for 30 damage using a fighting and a colorless, and a Solrock for 100 damage doing 2 fighting, needing 2 fighting and 1 colorless. Nothing that good, but that GX form of the midday form is really badass. But let's go to my favorite ones, please. Let's do that. And those favorite ones are definitely Lycanroc Midnight. Unfortunately, we do not have a Dust form on the TCG as of now, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have one soon. But that Midnight form, though, Lycanroc GX, is one of my favorites. And right now, it's hitting top ranking on our top 8s on almost all the tournaments going on this year. So I'm super excited. Lycanroc GX Midnight form has 200 HP for a stage 1. And I'm not even going to talk about both the GX attack or the attack. I'm just going to talk about the ability. Bloodthirsty Eyes. When you play this Pokemon from your hand to evolve one of your Pokemon during your turn, you may switch one of your opponent's bench Pokemon with their active Pokemon. So it's basically a Lysander made into a Pokemon. Whenever you play Lycanroc GX Midnight form, you automatically make your opponent switch their Pokemon for whatever Pokemon you want to have. And that is pretty, pretty awesome. And right now, it's seeing a lot of play with Galizapod GX. It's seeing a lot of play with Zoroark GX, which is actually the deck I'm willing to, I really want to build and play on the stream, because it's all everything I want in the game. In a TCG deck, it's all puppies. So I want an all puppies deck with Ruckruff and Soroa. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But certainly not least, is one of my, I say it's the hidden gem of the Lycanroc set. It's the Lycanroc, the Burning Shadows version, the baby midnight form. It has 2 attacks. It has 110 for stage 1 non-GX, which is not bad. But it has 2 attacks, which I actually really like. Dangerous Claws does 30+. If your opponent's active Pokemon is a basic Pokemon, this attack does 30 more damage. So if you're attacking a basic Pokemon, for 1 fighting energy, you're already doing 60 damage. Now, what if you place a strong energy instead of a fighting energy? That means you're already doing 80 damage. Hey, what if you put a choice ban on that as a tool for that Lycanroc? That means you're already doing 110 damage for one fighting or strong energy. That's actually pretty badass. Its second attack, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's one fighting, two double colorless corner, does 90 damage. The defending Pokemon can't retreat during your next opponent's next turn. That's fine. But that first dangerous clause is actually pretty nice. Lycanroc is a force to not be reckoned with. So guys, I love this Pokemon. I love it so much. I'm so glad it's the Pokemon of the episode. So enjoy it while you can.
And some trivia on Lycanroc. Lycanroc and its pre-evolution Rockruff are the only Rock-type Pokemon that cannot learn Sandstorm.
Oh, that's sad.
It's not that sad. They get Sandrush. Yeah. All right. So I think we're good on the poke of the episode. So let's go ahead and move it along to the mailbag.
It's mail time. It's time for the mailbag. Send in your emails. Your mail's here. Check your inbox. It's time for the mailbag. Mail.
And on to the mailbag, brought to you by Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves.
That's right. We have two wonderful mailbags today, so I'm gonna be having my co-hosts read those. The first one is from, looks like, Cowboy. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, Pokalonia's Cowboy writing in for the mailbag. Again, thanks for the podcast. Let me take you back in time with my Celebi to little old Cowboy. It was Christmas, and it was in Florida, not too chilly. My mom decided instead of putting presents under the tree, she would get us a tent. She pitched it outside in the front yard, and that's where we found our presents. I actually like that idea. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good for Cowboy's mom. This was the year Ruby and Sapphire was released, so I plugged that bad boy in my clear blue GBA. I had that one too! Yeah. I feel like I'm relieving my childhood here with Cowboy. with no battery cover and started Christmas Day. And let's just say I saw the chickens! Yeah! I don't know what that is. So, Blaziken. That's awesome. So, Blaziken. Now said, back in those days, I used one Pokemon or two depending on who looked cool. And Blaziken swept everyone. All I really needed. Gen 3 was good. Was good time for little Cowboy. Of course, this is me, Yashiro, saying that this is related to Thatch's question of the episode, which was, what was your feeling towards Gen 3, right? That was last week's episode.
Yes, yes.
So this is the continuing that. Now, continue on with Cowboy's email. He says, back in those days, I used to use one or two depending on who looked cool. And Blaziken swept everyone. All I really needed, Gen 3, was good time for a little Cowboy. All of the starters were cool, and I just remembered playing Ruby in my new tent all day and all night. It was awesome. It does sound awesome, man. That was a great childhood. You had a great childhood. Anyway, on other topics, Scrawn isn't my favorite. Thought he is feisty. Oh,
Scrawn. I agree with him.
No, Scrawn is awesome. I was just telling him that he should take over the movie cast. He's amazing. I love Scrawn. Anyway, but he does continue on saying that I will need to say Bulbasaur and Yashiro are my favorites. Aww, thank you.
Do I need to take over Yashiro, or can you hold yourself together?
I can. Although, and Fluffy can't forget about her. No one can forget about Fluffy, because Fluffy is perfect. And then Yashiro, because duh, TCG cast. Oh, I'm glad I have one thing. Anyways, thanks so much, and I'd love to hang out in person, if I could, but responsibilities and all. Wife and 70 hours of work in the week do the job. Dude, Cowboy, can understand that 100%.
Yeah. It feels like it's real.
Podcast, eh?
Yeah, adulting just sucks. Anyway, sad face, though my love for my, though I love my wife more than you guys, I hope you do, although I wouldn't complain if you do love me more than her. I mean, I am me. A Kai boy signing off.
Oh, wow. All right. So, Maximus, you got this next one from the real Evie.
Gotcha. The real Evie. Here we go. What's up, Thatch? And awesome people. Man, it's been a long time since I last wrote on the show. How's everything? Well, I'm doing fine. What about you guys?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Well, I hope. American release of Detective Pikachu coming out in March. And it got me thinking. Pokemon has come up with some really interesting, if not weird, spinoff games. So, I just wanted to ask, what crazy concept Pokemon games would you like to see in the future? That's a good, interesting question.
This is my idea. Mm-hmm. JRPG, but like, I know Pokemon is technically a JRPG itself, but what if it were like Final Fantasy style, except Pokemon?
With Imagine summons that. And everything. Instead of actually playing Mewtwo, you can summon Mewtwo. That would be badass.
Yeah. So you got like these, your four Pokemon, the members of the team lined up against like a boss.
Isn't that what Mystery Dungeon pretty much
so
is?
So much. I don't know.
No, Mystery Dungeon has the Mystery Dungeon feeling. Like, Mystery
Dungeon.
Oh,
you want like full RPG.
Didn't Mystery Dungeon come from the original Mystery Dungeons?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's totally an action RPG, and it's not a JRPG at all.
Yeah, JRPG would be like,
you want full
Disgaea, Final
Yeah,
Fantasy.
No, Disgaea is more of a tactical RPG. Japanese RPG would be more of a Final Fantasy 9, 8, or 7. It will be more in the likes of, how you call it, the newest version. Oh my god, I forgot its name.
I know, like, one of my favorite games of all time is JRPG. It's Aviand, but not many people will know that game.
Yeah, I don't know that game at all. But to answer his question about weird spinoff, though, and what crazy concept, I would go with a Samurai Warriors Pokemon style. I would love to be able to play like Hyrule Warriors or the Fire Emblem Warriors, to be able to play a Pokemon Warriors game where I'm Lucario or whatever, Charizard, just beating rows and rows of Bidoofs. Just bashing them, destroying them in the hundreds and thousands. I would totally enjoy that.
I don't know how I feel about that. Okay.
That's that my cool, end. I want a Pokemon Warriors game where I can play with my Pokemon and just beat thousands of soldiers from a different rank. That's my main game.
Fair enough. All right. Go ahead and finish up the mailbag.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, everyone, I hope you have a great day.
P.S.
No Green Taurus badge number. Puckle, turn it up to 11.
Hashtag, nice. Turn it up hashtag. To 11.
Yeah. Wait. Let's take a second to the fact that Maximus took the hashtag signal and said it was number. I love that. I love you, Maximus, because that's hilarious.
At least you didn't say Octothorpe, Puckle, it up to 11.
No. It would have been even better if he would have said pound.
Pound sign.
Yeah. Pound sign, Puckle, turn up to 11.
Nice.
I love it.
Like my grandma would say, pound sign, Puckle, turn it up to 11.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. All right, so that concludes today's mailbag. The mailbag for next week will, of course, be pertaining to the topic. So what fighters/support sets would you like to see added to Pokken Tournament DX? Go ahead and submit those mailbags to pucklepodcast@gmail.com. That is PUCLPODCAST at gmail.com. We would love to see what you have to contribute. I think it's a really fun mailbag idea. Go ahead and transitioning to our last little part here.
Before you do,
oh, sure.
Is there someone that deserves the Green Taurus badge?
Oh, yes, that's right. What do you guys think?
I like the real EVs. What about you guys?
Well, personally, I liked Cowboys, like Cowboy? Even though he says that I'm a bit feisty.
And who are we going with? Maximus breaks the tie.
I really did not want that to come down to me. I just said something.
Yeah.
It's up to you, boy.
We don't have to give it to either of them. We can make them write a poem or something.
So it's up to you, Maximus. Do somebody get the badge or no?
It's all on you.
I'm gonna give it to Cowboy because
Cowboy
I remember picking when I first got Ruby picking picking Chorchick and just running amok with Blaziken in the later game.
Yep. Jushiro, did you want to promote something for the TCG cast real quick?
Yes. So we are do two things. So we are still continuing our segments on. You guys know that we are doing a segment. I forgot the word contest. There we go. Segment contest. We are wanting to change all of our segment cutters in the TCG cast for newer ones, more for including your talents. So things like Topical Beach, News, Trainer's Mail. We want you guys to submit your own version of those segment cutters so we can subject. If we do get to choose one of yours segment, we are going to not only say on the show for a month, a whole month, can say that you came up with that, but we're also going to give you 5 digital boosters for TCG, PTCGO. Ooh. So yeah, so please go ahead and submit your best segment cutters. Doesn't matter if you think they're ridiculous. Doesn't matter if you think they're not worthy. Do it, man. I want you guys have inner talent that you guys do not know that you have. So whatever you can think of that is going to be a decent and great and funny segment cutter for the TCG cast, please do. That's my number one announcement. My second one is that TCG tournaments are coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I know you guys have always been hunting on me and obsessing over it on the Discord channel, asking me, hey, Tajiro, when it's going to be the next TCG tournament? Because we had so much fun on the one in 2017. Of course, we only had one last year because they just take so much time and Gator was basically doing it all by himself. So now, however, we actually built a committee where we can do tournaments and help Gator out to do these tournaments. And we want to have at least minimum 2 tournaments this year. And our first tournament is going to be in February, late February. So watch out for announcement for that. We are going to have our first 2018 TCG tournament for Puckle in late February.
So and that will, of course, tuned. Be online. So get your decks together.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm assuming it's standard, right?
Yes, it's going to be standard as for now, yes.
Okay, so go ahead and follow us on our Puckle Podcast social medias. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Reddit. You can find the links to all of those on PucklePodcast.com. In addition to our Discord server, the Discord server is a great place to get involved in the greater Puckle community. We have all sorts of stuff going on there. We've got VGC chats. We've got lots of regulars who like to chill out. We've got people who will essentially trade you Pokemon because we're all just so bloody nice. feel free to check out us whenever we're streaming on Twitch TV. / the Puckle Podcast, not Puckle Podcast. It can be kind of misleading, but it is the Puckle Podcast. So that is Twitch TV / the Puckle Podcast.
Every Monday and more. Wednesday will be I will be online. Then Thursdays will be Thatches and Scrum will be.
I'm going to be finding a date to pick up again now that I have good internet to do a lot of streaming with. So awesome. Come and watch that sometimes. I tend to be kind of sporadic, but I do stream. Go ahead and support the show on our TeePublic. You can find the link to that on the site as well. We have a variety of shirts and merchandise that you can pick up. And basically, you're just paying for the cost to create it. We also have a Patreon. The Puckle Patreon is the way that we are able to improve the quality of the show. And we also have a variety of prizes for those who are patrons. In order to help encourage more people to be involved in this excellent contribution to the Puckle community. Everyone who is a patron in February will be a $10 patron and will receive the rewards of a $10 patron, what? Which are pretty cool. So pretty please badass. Go to the Patreon and check that out. Just look it up or find it on the website. What is it? Patreon/The Puckle Podcast or Patreon/Puckle Podcast?
That's a good question. I think it's Patreon/Puckle Podcast. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm sure that we have listeners who are capable of finding that. I am not the main host of this show. So
Scrawn has taken over for this week.
We would like to thank all our patrons as well. Regal Superior, Chris, Ten Little Men, Ivan, Andrea, Whimsicott, Locke, Mongo87, Snag, Jushiro, Bosifus, Alvarin, Seth Vilo, Minor Manectric, Greninjas in Paris, Cloud9, Arjun Avenger, R Sigma, Doc Mistuffles, Jestern, The Golden Klefki, Uncle Oshawott, Matthew, Trevor, TJ, Ryusei, Zenth, Shambles, Birdkeeper Cobra, Richard, Daniel, Greg, Alec, Christopher, Ozzy, Alec, Kenneth, British Gent, Victor, Rotted Mushroom, Beaver Law, Chris, Alexander, Thomas, Jedi DJ, Antonio, Ibrahim, Travis, Matthew, and the real Evie. If I did not say your name, it is because I probably accidentally skipped it. I am very sorry about that. Please feel free to yell at Thash for my mistake.
I have to say that's the best call out of any other. So I am highly amused.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us today and at the Lavender Downtown Radio Tower. This has been the Puckle Podcast, and I am your host, Zgron, here today with my co-host signing out.
Some say Lord Jushiro.
And some wonder about the Mr. Maximus.
And this has been the Puckle Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.